When Russia annexed Crimea in Ukraine, and when it was then suggested that Russia armed the rebels who brought down flight MH17, Europe's relationship with Vladimir Putin changed. Sanctions were introduced and assets were frozen. But now Russia is saying that France will complete a deal with them on the sale of a warship next month. We can talk now to Dr. Samuel Green, director of the Russia Institute at King's College in London. Dr. Green, good morning.
Good morning.
This is a big money deal. It's one of two warships worth around 1.2 billion euro to France. Do you expect the deal to go ahead?
It's very difficult to know right now. There seems to be a lot of mixed signals. I think until we see concrete confirmation from Paris, and in fact from until we actually see delivery of the ships, it's going to be difficult to believe this is actually going ahead. It would signal a very significant softening of Europe's stance at the same time that we seem to be seeing a lot of Russian military activity that has people's hackles up. I think that it's unlikely we will see this move through as smoothly as the Russians seem to be saying at the moment.
Because François Hollande was quoted in much earlier days as saying that the circumstances are simply not right for any deal to proceed. He moderated that by saying the ceasefire which is in place in eastern Ukraine needs to be completely respected before Paris can deliver on this deal. Is there pressure on France from outside of the country not to go ahead with this?
Well, there certainly is, and it suggests that they are seen to be undermining the solidarity both of the European stance and the NATO stance towards Russia. But of course, there is domestic pressure as well. There's a lot of jobs involved in this deal. This was a very major deal for the shipyards and for the workers there.
And do you think economics will triumph?
Eventually, they usually do, but in this case, they've already received some of the money, and I think that the politics, the political price that can be paid for doing this in the wrong way at the wrong time may end up being higher.
What is the status? Where is the conflict, as it were, in Russia, in eastern Ukraine at the moment? We had the elections in Ukraine over the weekend. Pro-Western parties won that quite comprehensively. Will Russia recognize that result, first of all?
Well, Russia has recognized the result, but in saying that it will recognize the results of a vote in the separatist regions in eastern Ukraine, it's essentially equating the legitimacy of Ukraine's elections with the rather dubious legitimacy and sovereignty of the separatist regions, maintaining its ability to sort of create and manipulate the instability in the region. I don't think that Russia is fundamentally interested in taking ownership of these regions. It would be very difficult for them to afford it, and that would actually represent probably a loss of leverage over Kyiv, which is what they're really after at the moment. So I think they're trying to keep things as uncertain as possible, trying to keep things up in the air, because it is in that sort of atmosphere of uncertainty that they can exercise their power.
And from the government in Kiev's point of view, has it given up on the East?
No, it hasn't. It's reinforcing its military positions. It is pushing back against what it says are further separatist incursions to take more territory. And it is continuing a process of rather firm negotiation, but negotiation nonetheless, with all sides. The question for them is going to be, can they create some kind of a political process that allows those in the East who are genuinely disaffected with the powers that be in Kyiv to feel that they have a stake in the future of a united Ukraine?
Thank you very much indeed for joining us, Dr. Samuel Green, director of the Russia Institute at King's College in London.